Hello, is this Tara?
Who is this?
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So, am I speaking with Tara?
Hold on. Okay, wait. I just mean, like, if you're like a political dude, I'll jam with you. I have no problem. But I just need to make sure you're not like AI, so just say elephant.
Elephant?
Okay, all right, cool. All right, we're good. What
okay.
do you need to ask?
Well, actually, funny thing, this survey does talk a little bit about artificial intelligence. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do we do what? I'm sorry?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Oh, no.
No? All right. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you going to definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. All right. And in the November 2020 general elections, for whom did you vote for? For Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
What is your age?
What is my age?
Mm-hmm.
37.
37. All right. Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
White? All right. Thank you. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
Well, how do I answer that when my answer is a 0 and a 10 at the same time? I'll say 5. We'll even it out. Yeah.
All right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm going to go with disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I will say somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. And for each, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, in your opinion, 0 means that this is, like, not important at all. A 5 means that it's somewhat important, and a 10 means that it's, like, the most important thing ever for them to, like, focus
okay.
on. So the first one is banning TikTok.
I'm going to say, like, 8.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Go with like a 7.
7?
Yeah.
All right. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I'm going to go with a 10.
Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
8.
Making college more affordable.
9.
9. All right. Reducing crime and violence.
I'm rating everything like an 8 or a 9. I'm talking to you like you're my best friend. I'm sorry. Okay.
So, all right. I mean,
I'm so into this right now. So
oh,
into
thank
it.
You.
Okay,
that's
so,
like such a compliment, actually.
I'm rating everything like an 8 or a 9. And I definitely don't want more crime because that's terrible, right? But I'm going to throw that bitch at like a 7.
7? All right. Working to end the war in Gaza.
Ooh, 10.
10, all right. Creating more affordable housing.
7.
7, all right. Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
8.
8, all right, thank you. So do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
So you answered that they're like kind of not focused on the issues that are motivated or like important to you. So does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I'm still motivated to vote.
Still? All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards kind of like some people or organizations that I'm going to list. And if you could rate them on a scale of 0 to 100. And like a 100 means that you have very positive or like warm feelings or opinions towards them. A 0 means that it's like the opposite, so like very negative feelings. And then a 50 is neutral. So the first one is Democrats in Congress.
So like 45.
45. All right. What about Mike Johnson?
Mike Johnson? Can you give me like a refresher course on Mike Johnson?
If I'm being completely honest, I do not know him at all. But,
okay.
All
right. So I'm going to go 50. I'm going to go 50 neutral. 50?
All right.
Yeah.
But,
I'll
also,
be sure because I don't know the guy.
All right. Actually, if you don't know him, like if you've never heard of him, that's also an option. And if you have no opinion or don't know, that's also an option.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of the guy.
Never heard of him? All right. What about Republicans in Congress?
I'm going to go with, like, a hard 15.
15. All right. What about Joe Biden?
I'm going to go neutral.
50 then?
Yeah.
All right. What about TikTok?
Oh, man, it brings the people together. I'm going to go with, let's say, 85.
85? All right. What about Elon Musk?
Oh. After what he did to Grimes, I'm going with a 10.
10? Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're educated in, like, pop culture. All right.
I'm like, bring her back, please. What did you do to her? Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, yeah, for sure.
All right. I'm ready. Okay, bitch, and I'm old, too. I'm 37, bitch. I'm 37. I'm old as fuck. All right. Go ahead.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, like 1%. Because sometimes, sometimes I laugh at shit he says. Like, I know he's terrible, but sometimes I laugh, so I'm giving him 1%.
All right. What about Robert F. Kennedy?
Robert F. Kennedy. I'm gonna go neutral. I'm letting the old man do his thing.
All right. So also 50 as well?
Yeah, I'll go neutral. 50%.
All right. What about Meta/Facebook?
I'm going with 10%, because if I didn't have to use it to communicate with family, I would not have it.
Oh, same. All right, what about Hakeem Jeffries?
About who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, man, I feel bad. I don't know him either, so.
You don't know him? All right, no worries at all. So I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote for?
I'm forced, and being held at gunpoint to vote for Biden because I don't know how young you are, but dude, third party candidates, they don't work, they don't happen. So I have to vote for Joe Biden.
Oh my God, yeah, no, I've heard that so much.
Yeah, it's a strong, hard, gotta vote for the guy. So if there's like a 0 to 10, 10, I have to vote for Biden.
All right. So generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Oh my God, what are my options? Like, is it like I can just say whatever?
Yeah, you can say totally whatever. Like, this is, like,
okay,
open.
I don't want Donald Trump to be president.
I don't want Donald Trump to be president.
Somebody's going to read this?
Oh, yeah, honestly, some of them, like, do read them, and they're like, okay, this is, like, a good answer, because it just has to be solid. Like, as long as you don't say something like, I don't know, or some
hilarious
thing, like... Yeah, no, because actually the previous person I did the survey on, oh my God, I'm totally switching. Like, I'm switching topics, but anyways.
You're good,
so,
you're good.
Yeah, no, the past one, they were like, because I don't want anybody else to win. And I was like, okay, thank you. And then I was just writing that option. Because a lot of people actually think alike. They're like, yeah, no, if you vote for, like, a third party, you're basically giving out your vote. And then if you, like, you have to, actually, a lot of people have been telling me that it's like, yeah, no, if you have to pick one of them, actually, this is so hilarious, this is so off-topic, but I actually saw this one TikTok that was, like, if you had to pick between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who would you vote for? Like, if you held that gunpoint, the person was like, oh, the gun would go off. And so, randomly.
Yes, I know, I've seen that TikTok, and listen, let me tell you, let me tell you, baby, because you sound young, okay? Maybe you're not, maybe you just have a beautiful, youthful voice, but you sound young.
I mean, I'm young, I'm 18, so.
In my heyday, in the prime of my political activism, I was a fucking burner. Me and my husband were Bernie activists. We were precinct captains. We did everything. We went door to door. We did all of this stuff because we were like, oh my God, like, this is the man. Like, this is the man we've been waiting for. And like, the slow, but like brutal letdown from that experience has turned us into like, we just do what we have to do because like, that was like our, you know what I mean? Like I'm partially responsible for Trump being elected because I did vote third party during that election. I refused to vote for Hillary. I just couldn't do it. Like I just couldn't bring myself to do it. So, but it's okay. I just hope you guys, like, I really hope, like, the fact that you're doing this, I don't mean to, like, take up too much of your time because I don't know if you get, like, paid by person, but just know the fact that you're investing your time in this and that you're doing this means that, like, you're a fucking good person who, like, really cares. Like, you really care about the future. You're, like, trying to invest in something that you see good in, and it's a very, very noble thing to do, and don't let anybody shit on you, because eventually you're going to be, or no, not eventually, not you, not your generation. You're not going to be 37-year-old me who gives up except to participate in little political things. Like, you're doing a good thing. Like, you really, really are. And if nobody else has told you that, like, truly believe that you are doing the absolute most right now. And, like, pat yourself on the fucking back for it, okay?
Oh, my God, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, actually, for the next category that we're about to talk about, it does talk a little bit about
AI. Oh, shit,
another
category? Okay, sorry. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but it's
okay.
Very short. We're about, like, okay. 75% done. So we're – actually, okay. This category goes by, like, so fast. So thinking about, like, kind of AI or artificial intelligence, how much would you say you know about this? Would you say you know, like, a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
I would say is there, like, a medium option? Or is it just...
I guess the medium would be, like, a fair amount, like, just...
Okay, fair amount. Okay, yeah, fair amount.
All right. So, generally speaking, do you think that AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
Much more, or somewhat more?
Let's go somewhat. I don't want to be an alarmist.
All right. So, which of the following is closest to your view? Would you say tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are? Or the current level of regulation is about right?
I would... Oh, shit. That's so general. Because we're talking about... Because the question's about AI, but then we're talking about tech companies, which could mean, like, just any bullshit thing, you know? I mean, that's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah, this are kind of most focused on like tech companies and the information they gather from you. Like if they should have
gotcha.
Like,
okay, then more regulated, for sure.
More regulated? All right. Yes. Think about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online. Which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would you say it's TikTok, X, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google, or video games?
Facebook.
All right. So how often do you use each of the social media, like following social media platforms? That is, if you use them at all. And the categories go, do you use them multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not at all?
Okay.
So the first one is TikTok.
TikTok daily.
Multiple times a day?
Yes.
All right. What about Instagram?
A couple times a week.
All right. YouTube.
A couple times a month.
A couple times a month. All right. X.
Like almost never.
All right. So that'd be like less than once a month, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And what about Facebook?
What is it?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Like a couple times a week.
Oh my God. You meant literally, what is Facebook? Oh, I thought you were like joking. You were like, wait, what's Facebook? Like, I thought it was
No. I was so confused. No. You're good. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
I promise.
So as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? And the list goes organizing, like communicating with and hearing from your community, watching entertaining content, learning about businesses and products, learning new skills, like, for example, cooking or home and car repairs, etc., accessing unfiltered news and information, or connecting with people who share your views and values.
What was the second one about, like, learning from and connecting with your community?
So the first one was organizing and connecting with your community and, like, hearing. And the second one is watching entertaining content.
The first one you said.
First one? All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. And if you could tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. So the first one is Meta plays a positive role in society.
Who? What?
Meta plays a positive role in society. So basically Facebook.
Meta. Oh, no. Like, okay, I'm sorry. Repeat them for me one more time so I don't have to, like, continue to beg you. Okay.
All right, no worries. So the kind of categories go, do you strongly agree with the statement? Do you somewhat agree with the statement? Do you somewhat disagree with the statement? Or do you strongly disagree with the statement?
Got it. Okay. And the statement was that Meta is good for society?
Basically. It, like, plays a positive role.
Yeah. Strongly disagree.
X keeps its users' data secure.
Oh, I honestly don't know a whole lot about X. So is it like a abstain?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be like I really don't know. So
okay,
the other
yeah.
one is Meta, so Facebook, keeps its users' data secure.
No, bitch, they were in the news. Oh my God, no.
So strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. Cambridge Analytica. I don't even know if you know about that, but you can go Google that shit. Oh my God. No.
Because I actually have not heard that much about Facebook leaking your information. But to be fair, I don't really use Facebook. So
Cambridge Analytica is the company that they were using to mine for data. They got in a big, huge heap of shit. Yes.
Look it up. Wait, Cambridge? You know, oh my God, yeah, it's like first thing right here. Oh wow, Jesus. Okay, cool. I will look into that. But
yes,
thank you.
Listen, I'm telling you, yes. We're like woken each other out right now. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so the other one is X plays a positive role in society.
Strongly disagree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I don't have a lot of personal experience, but I'm going to say somewhat agree because I've never had an issue. All
right. And TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. Thank you. So have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
A lot, or have you heard a little?
A lot.
All right. So now I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently – I'm sorry, about the law that Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. So generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And generally speaking, would you say you're more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Less.
Somewhat or much more, like less likely like to vote against?
Much more likely to vote against.
All right. And what do you think was the Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think it's because like they wanted to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok? They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok competitors. They're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens, or do you think it's because they're playing politics?
I think it's because they're afraid of people coming together and sharing information. I don't know, like, what option that fits into, but...
All right, well, I feel like that fits kind of into, they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Or I could just put other, if you would like.
No, that's fine. But that option works fine.
All right, so generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? And this is kind of like, you can just select all of the above or, like, a certain... one, two, or three of them. So the list goes local TV news, music and entertainment sites, national evening network TV news, such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, print newspapers or magazines, cable TV news, such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, news websites or apps, news aggregators, such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, talk or news radio, social media, such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, or YouTube, or none of the above.
Okay, so social media, evening news, is there like an option for like Substack or is that like considered in like the, because I follow a lot of like independent journalists, not people who are necessarily associated with like primetime TV networks, so I don't know what that would be considered.
Independent news. I mean, I think maybe that could be on news aggregators such as Apple News, but I wouldn't be so sure.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so we're almost done. So we're about 96% done with the survey. We only have like 3 more questions left. So the last 2 questions we have are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like a degree?
Mm-hmm. Like, was it like a college graduate?
A college graduate.
Okay, all right, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time and participation, and hope you have a good rest of your day. And it was so much fun talking to you.
I hope you do, too. Good luck. I really hope this is a positive thing for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Goodbye.